Hi, this is Julie Wang with my commentary on pages 162 to 164 of The Love Wife by Gish Jen. I chose this passage because of the vivid juxtaposition of the synthetic and the natural. As we see throughout the novel and in the interview with Gish Jen, the problem of identifying the natural family is a recurring theme. Towards the end of the book, on page 376, when Carnegie discusses both his marriage to Blondie and his potential marriage to Len, he says, "It seemed natural enough." To which Mama Wang says, "Natural. On the other hand, marry Blondie, not so natural either." "What is then?" Carnegie asks. "Nothing is natural," Mama Wang laughs. "Nothing." In the scene that I read on page 162, the repeated, almost poetic mantra of trees sets a natural background for the synthetic and forest image of the uncomfortable Carnegie in his car. This contrast results in what Carnegie refers to on page 163 as an unproductive realization that recalls an event in which he was pitted against nature. In his recount of the pond incident, Carnegie battles nature, not only in the literal sense of attempting to survive the crashing waves and water with minimal swimming ability, but also in the metaphorical sense of pursuing an interracial relationship with Blondie. In the latter, he swims against the waves, so to speak, of accepted social and cultural conceptions of natural relationships, marriages, and families. In his attempt to survive the pond, Carnegie also demonstrates his struggles with identity and with living up to his mother's expectations. Not only was his mother able to survive the ocean and seek refuge in Hong Kong, but once she got to America, she slaved her whole life, as he notes on page 163, so that she could give him the life he's lived so far. Yet Carnegie almost drowns in not an ocean, but a mere pond, and lacks direction both literally, because he couldn't find the shore and didn't know in which direction he was swimming, and symbolically, because though he was battling nature with his interracial family, there remains doubt in his mind as to where he and Blondie, were headed in their marriage. Carnegie's growing fatigue on page 163 reinforces this symbolic lack of direction. As the sun pulls out of the car and things become seemingly less and less natural in his marriage, Carnegie's foot, arms, and back grow increasingly tired. His feeling of emotional isolation and distance on page 163, as shown when he says, "How much farther this drive by myself," mirrors his physical isolation and distance on page 164, when he ends up on somebody's dock, all the way across the pond from the Baileys. The trees in Lupin passage on the bottom of page 164 furthers this concept of distance and nature. Carnegie says that though the tree trunks are so close that they couldn't be any closer, there remain shadows between them. The novel reflects this idea in two ways. Firstly, that though one might be naturally, biologically, or culturally close to one another, as in the case of Carnegie and Len, Carnegie and Mama Wang, and Bailey and Blondie, there remain hidden obscurities that create barriers in the relationship. Secondly, though one might be emotionally closer to another, as in the case of Carnegie and Blondie and Wendy and Lizzie, superficial and natural obstructions create barriers in the relationship. I wonder, then, which scenario presents less of a problem? Are the trunks always doomed to be separated by shadows? If that's the case, is nothing really natural, as Mama Wang observes on page 376? The concept of what is natural really intrigues me, especially in the way that Jen deals with it throughout the novel. In class, I hope to extend this discussion to the roles of Tommy the Goat and Blondie's garden. Do these symbols give us more insight into better understanding what a natural marriage is and what a natural family looks like? Thanks for listening. I look forward to talking to everyone about this further in class.